Today on Gardening in a Minute, azaleas. Azaleas brighten our landscapes with their spectacular and varied flower masses. They're used in mass borders or as landscape centerpieces. You can select from a wide range of flower colors and mature plant sizes to fit any landscape site and personal taste. Azaleas perform best in areas with filtered sunlight. They have a shallow root system that benefits from mulch and prefer well-drained acidic soils. Peak azalea bloom season is from late February to early April. Many types of azaleas grow well in north and central Florida, but fewer are recommended for south Florida. To create a full bushy plant, prune your azaleas after they finish flowering. Wrap up pruning before the end of June to ensure flowers the following year. For more information on azaleas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, poison ivy. In the spring, many people become active in their yards and gardens. Unfortunately, that often means an encounter with poison ivy. Poison ivy is a vine that grows in yards, along fences, and around trees, and usually has three leaflets that are slightly serrated. Contact with the oils found in poison ivy can cause painful, itchy blisters. You can encounter the oils by touching any part of the plant or by touching animals or clothes that have come in contact with it. The telltale signs typically appear 24 to 72 hours after contact. Remove poison ivy from the landscape only when wearing gloves, which should be immediately washed separately from the other laundry. Do not burn the plant because even the smoke can carry toxins. For more information on poisonous plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a turf grass. Whether you're planning to install a new lawn or renovate the one you have, it's important to choose the right turf grass. First, think about how you plan to use your lawn. For a durable lawn that will withstand wear and tear, zoysia grass might be a good choice. Also consider how much time and effort you're willing to invest in maintaining your lawn. For example, St. Augustine grass is popular because of its lush green look, but requires more irrigation than more drought-tolerant grasses like Bahia. Be sure to match your grass choice to your site conditions, such as the soil type and amount of sun. Choose and plant the right kind of grass for a lawn you can enjoy and be proud of. For more information on selecting turf and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Easter Lily. The white trumpet-shaped flowers of the Easter Lily symbolize the new life of spring. When purchasing an Easter Lily, choose a plant that looks attractive from all angles. The rich green leaves should be dense and plentiful for the entire height of the plant. Look for a lily with one or two open or partly open flowers and three or more unopened buds. In your home, place the lily near a window that receives bright indirect natural light and out of direct sunlight. To prolong the life of each flower, remove the yellow anthers before they begin to shed pollen. When the last danger of frost has passed, you can plant your Easter lily in a well-drained, sunny location in your yard. For more information on lilies, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing your vegetable garden. Vegetable garden success begins with soil preparation and continues with quality care. Your garden will need nutrients. Composted manures and fertilizers labeled for general use or vegetables can be used to supply these nutrients. There are many fertilizing techniques. Some gardeners put fertilizer in the bottom of their rows under a layer of soil before planting. Others spread fertilizer in small trenches dug on either side of planted rows. Just make sure the tender roots are not in direct contact with the fertilizer. You can also scatter fertilizer over the entire garden area, either by hand or with a spreader. Avoid depositing fertilizer on young plants, as it may burn foliage. Fertilizer should be applied to the garden just before planting and then regularly throughout the season. For more information about fertilizer, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.